Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A quick follow-up Friday segment now, follow-up Friday, where we drill a little deeper on an issue that came up briefly during the week. On Tuesday, I interviewed U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, and if you missed it, you should go back and give a listen. It can be found online in the Brian Lehrer Show archives on Tuesday, June 9th. And I was asking the senator about her position on certain gun control issues, specifically the ammunition generally referred to as cop killer bullets. She had, according to press reports, opposed legislation that would have banned cop killer bullets, so-called, and I had to ask the question several times before getting a response on whether she supported that legislation in the past and has changed now. Listen. But on the cop killer bullets, were you in favor of were you opposed to banning them, and are you now in favor?
I don't really know what you're talking about with a cop killer bullet. If you're talking about certain kinds of ammunition, you'd have to be more specific, because I don't really know what that means.
Well, maybe Senator Gillibrand doesn't know the term, but my next guest now does. Here to give us a quick explainer is Paul Brown, Deputy Commissioner for Public Information for the NYPD. Paul Brown, welcome back to WNYC. Hi.
Thank you.
You've heard that term before, cop killer bullets?
Yeah, it became popular when there was a development of ammunition for a handgun, Teflon coated, that purportedly could penetrate vests. Protective vests that police officers wear. In fact, I think the Teflon I think it was shown that Teflon tended to strip off in flight, and that it ended up not necessarily having the additional penetration power it touted. But we don't see the danger in terms of to anybody who hopes to be protected by a bulletproof or bullet-resistant vest is rifle ammunition. Most, if not all, handgun ammunition can be defeated by the kind of bullet-resistant vest police officers wear.
Not all.
Well, up to 44 Magnum, which is a very powerful weapon. But where police officers in New York who have been shot and killed or injured who are wearing vests, it's always been instances where the bullet has penetrated some area not covered by the vest. We've made recent improvements to improve coverage near the neck, at the lower back, around the sides, where there would be openings sometimes. But where the vest was present, and the bullet impacted it, they've been very successful in defeating all kinds of ammunition we encounter on the street.
Is the term cop killer bullets, which I've heard in the media a lot, rare? Does it surprise you that Senator Gillibrand would have said she's unfamiliar with it?
Well, in her defense, I'd have to say I don't think many. The technical knowledge of what constitutes something that's been given a kind of media name, I can understand why she wouldn't know exactly what that means, because we don't. The police department and ammunition experts don't use that term. That's kind of an invented term for a bullet that came out and didn't really meet those expectations. We don't encounter rounds on the street in our gunfights with suspects. We don't encounter ammunition that defeats our vests. So I could see why she might be confused by the term. Obviously, military armor-piercing rounds is going to defeat any kind of protective vest that a police officer may wear, but we just don't encounter that.
Is there a piece of legislation at the federal level or anywhere else that the NYPD supports that would ban a certain type of ammunition because it's designed specifically to defeat bulletproof vests?
There is, I think, existing bans against civilian purchasing or acquiring armor-piercing rounds, for example. I know in New York we have restrictions against incendiary rounds, which would be problematic. But I'm not aware currently of any specific round that presents a threat that we're looking for legislation for.
Any particular legislation.
Right.
Okay. Well, New York City Deputy Police Commissioner Paul Brown, thank you for clearing that up for us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, it's mid-June. Why is there still swine flu? Stay with us.